Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Given that, is it ever possible for a Liverpool manager to feel sympathy with his rival Old Trafford?
No. I'm not. And look, it's football problems. And, we have problems. I'm not sure if we go now to Man United and ask them if Erik ten Hag thinks, oh, yeah, a few injuries too much. It's not like this. It's a sea full of sharks. The football world, so everyone. No, but it's not necessary that I feel sympathy. Would not help them, would not harm them that I don't do it. It's just we all have our own problems, and that's it.
And can I just follow that with not too many people know what it's like to manage a club of that stature, Manchester United. But
I don't know how it is.
What is it like as a manager when you have a negative result and you get that spotlight and you come under that scrutiny? Is it more difficult being at a big club like Liverpool, Manchester United?
So I mean, I'm not big one, but I have not a lot of experience in that, to be honest. And the one is in 7 years ago. So when I arrived here, I don't think we hit the ground running immediately, did we? So we played a good game at Tottenham, but drew. Simon Mignolet had to make a few big saves. Then there was European League stuff like this. I think Bournemouth we won with in the League Cup. Kleine's only goal he ever scored, I think. It was not that everybody, oh my God, you can see it immediately. But I can say I didn't read anything. And that makes it easier. Because you know you are not over the moon about your own results. You know exactly what people might say, so you don't have to read it. You don't have to be fussed by it or whatever. So you just focus on work and go for the little steps. I'm pretty sure that's in each club the same. I don't think it's in bigger clubs. The bigger clubs, you talk more about them. If them or us lose, then you see the first five articles in all newspapers are about that. If other teams lose, it's not like this. So if we are strong enough not to read that, you can have a okay life and just work on the important stuff. So, and that's what I do since 7 years. And that helps me, and that's the only thing the only advice I could give.
Steve Bates.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
You mentioned earlier that pre-season you could see the way Ten Hag wanted to play when you were over in Asia with a...
Oh, I know. I think it's clear when you know his Ajax team. Anyway, yeah.
With a pressing style. It's been said of United players, a couple of managers now have tried to get United players to play that very high pressing game, high intensity, and people have said United players are just not fit for purpose, they cannot play that way. They've tried, Ramit tried it, I think, for a couple of games, it just didn't work, they weren't able to sustain it. When you came here to Liverpool, you obviously had your own ideas of wanting to play, you called it heavy metal football, very high intensity, high pressing. But when people say United players can't do that, Do you think that's right, or do you think all players can adapt as your players adapted to you?
Who? It's not my cup of tea. I don't have to. I don't cannot sit here the 4 days before we play against United and create headlines for you. Why ask me these questions? So, if I say yes, then everyone says, yeah, just the managers couldn't tell them how to do it or what. And if I say no, then we have a real mess. So it's not my cup of tea. They have to. Can we play, you could ask me now, can we play Pep Guardiola football or whatever? Yes, probably we could, if I could coach it. So then it would be possible. So, but nothing to say about United. I can't, it's not my subject.
Your players adapted to what you want.
They did. In the first, I loved our first game against, I mean, we had 2 days. If it was a Saturday game, but it probably was, then the players came back from International Wednesday. And we had Thursday, Friday, not really to train, to recover, and then to do one session. And for the first impression of an idea, it was outstanding. Still can see Adam Lallana flying around and pressing everybody who had a different shirt, who wore a different shirt. So that was really cool. Cool first sign for me, yeah. But that's it.
Can I just have one quick question, Jürgen? Obviously, the game at Old Trafford last season was disrupted and in the end didn't go ahead. Are you concerned at all that there's some talk in Manchester that there may be a repeat of that and that the fans are so fed up with the Glazer situation that they may target this game again? Are you putting any plans in place, as far as you know, to mitigate that if something like that happened again?
Plans for the game not happening?
Yeah.
You're going home with the bus. But if I really hope it will not happen, but if it happens, I think we should get the points. Because maybe it's not our. We have nothing to do with the situation. If that happens and the supporters want the game to be not happening, then we cannot just rearrange the game then again and fit it in somewhere in anyway, incredibly busy thing. I don't think, and I really hope this will not happen. I have no idea what could happen. Don't think about it. People tell us we are fine, so we go there, we play the game, hopefully, and go home. But if, I really think, in a situation like this, always the other team should get the points because they have nothing to do with it, they prepared it, and so. Yeah, you have your headline.
United have had six managers since you've been here. So when you prepare for Manchester United, is it the same?
Imagine the money Liverpool saved for not paying them all off. I should have said that when I signed the last contract. That would be an interesting number, by the way.
Where was I?
Sorry, that happens constantly to me.
Is it the same, as a manager, do you prepare to face the same Man United, or is it every time it's Van Gaal this week, or it's Solskjaer, it's Mourinho, is it a different Man United you prepare?
Always. Always, you cannot. That would make me as unnecessary as well if everybody could sit here and would always look the same, the football. So it's, of course it depends to who is in charge. And they all play different, by the way. Very different. What was it, Van Gaal and then Mourinho? That was very different. Yeah, and so they all played very different. So it's, you have to prepare completely differently. And we will, or we try.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.